Welcome to an all-access edition of the ProWrestling.net NXT Recap. I am Zim, and today we will be running through the episode that aired on April the 1st, 2015, taped all the way back on February the 18th at Full Sail University. The show that aired this week and the one that is going to air next week are the last ones that they have in the can, and then from there things are going to freshen up. So looking forward to that. But that said, this episode was still, it was pretty entertaining while it lasted. It was nothing special, nothing super memorable, but there was definitely enough redeeming stuff on this show to give it a thumbs up, a mild thumbs up in my book. Before we jump into it, though, considering this is the all-access edition of the show, we will run through a quick plug, so bear with me. The plug, of course, being for ProWrestling.net membership. If you're listening to this audio, you're obviously somewhat familiar with ProWrestling.net. We do have a membership side of things, though, which I highly recommend you check out. It'll give you ad-free access to the website, access to all of the audio shows that we do. We give you guys a sampling of them on the all-access side. On the member side, they're getting everything every week. They're getting Raw reviews, SmackDown reviews, NXT reviews, Impact reviews for whatever reason. You get Will and Jake, whatever they're calling their audio show these days. You get, and of course, the flagship broadcast, which is the .NET Weekly audio show with Jason Powell and a guest of his choice that changes on a weekly basis, but that show is always, it always delivers, always chock full of news, just running through the events of the week, and usually you'll get a couple of tidbits of information in there that you might not really get anywhere else, whether it be in print on the site or you know, anywhere else. So highly recommend a membership. Before I wrote for the site, I was a happy member. Oh, and also I'd be remiss not to mention the members forum. They always like us to mention them in the plugs as well, because we always need new people in there. It's a really good group of guys, and I think a couple of gals, too. You're not going to run into a lot of the same message board drama that you find elsewhere on the net. Just a good place to let your thoughts be known and have a good, you know, creative discussion about pro wrestling with some other pretty big fans. Good group of guys in there. Pro Wrestling.net membership, it includes all the audio, ad-free access to the site, which I think I might have understated a little bit because everybody hates pop-ups and banner ads. So once you go members only with the ad-free site, then you're really not going to want to go back. And the members forum. So as far as membership goes, it's a win-win-win. Benefits all around. I believe, I'm not sure, so don't get mad if this is not true, but I know Jason did have a WrestleMania week sale going on. You might still be able to get on board with that before he shuts it down. I think it was something like $3 for a sample month, and also discounts on, you know, price breaks on the six-month commitments or the year-long commitment to membership. So definitely head on over to ProWrestling.net. At the top of the page, you'll see the membership info link right there. Click on that. Got all the info you need. With that out of the way, let's get into this week's show. As I said, this is the one that aired on April 1st, but taped a couple months earlier. Taped before they went on the road for the Ohio shows and before they went to San Jose WrestleMania weekend. So, like I said, this show is all right, good enough to earn like a mild thumbs up for me. But I'm really looking forward to the next set of tapings because I really feel like that's when things are going to freshen up. That's with, you know, the pace and the excitement and the you know, noteworthiness of these shows are really going to pick up big time. But I think we got some of the groundwork laid on this show. For what's going to be coming and carrying us through, probably carrying us through the summer. So let's jump right in. After the opening video, we got Sami Zayn making his return to NXT. Came out in street clothes. He pleasant to see. He had a big smile on his face, and he was playing to the crowd on his way to the ring. Definitely got some of his funk back. He got in the ring, took a mic. The crowd chanted his name. He said it was good to be back, and the crowd chanted welcome back. He said he was overseas in Abu Dhabi, and he had a lot of time to think. He said he should have been enjoying Abu Dhabi wrestling in front of his people. The only thing on his mind was Kevin Owens. I got to make mention of this. Somebody, and I'm giving him too much attention already, but somebody on Twitter called me out because at one point I talked about how I think it's important for Sami Zayn to be over on those tours in the Middle East just because that's kind of his heritage. And I was called out for being, I don't know if it was being like a racist or a bigot or stereotyping or whatever I was called out for, but Sami Zayn said wrestling in front of my people. So if he's saying that, I think I'm in the clear. Anyway, Sami Zayn said that Kevin Owens that he was in the ring with to take over rival was not the Kevin Owens that he had been in the ring with a few years before that, and it was certainly not the Kevin Owens that he had known for the last decade. He said he had time to formulate a plan during his time away, and the crowd chanted, kick his ass, kick his ass. Sami Zayn got a kick out of that. He said obviously he's going to start cashing his rematch. can use that opportunity to regain the NXT championship. But number one on his list is indeed to kick Kevin Owens' ass. Music hit, and that was that. So welcome back, Sami Zayn. Looks like the Sami Zayn Kevin Owens chase is on, and I am very, very much looking forward to it. We've got a couple of matches hyped for later on the show. Lucha Dragons versus Blake and Murphy, as well as Bayley versus Emma. Came back into the arena where Rhino made his entrance, and his opponent, who actually didn't get a name on this show, but I believe he wrestled in the independent scene as Mr. 450. He's got a full name too, but I know he goes under the nickname Mr. 450. But first match of the night was Rhino squashing Mr. 450 in about 25 seconds. Belly to belly suplex. He hit the gore. Crowd was into him. After the match, Rhino took a microphone. He said that he's here to make a statement. Actually, he said, I'm here to make a statement. I'm here for the NXT Championship. Sami Zayn, Finn Balor, Kevin Owens, it doesn't matter who's in front of me. They're going to get ripped apart with a gore, gore, gore. So, you've seen one, I know, promo. You've seen them all. So we went to commercial, and when we came back, we got a Dana Brooke vignette. She's a bodybuilder lady who actually competed at the Arnold Classic, and I believe she's going to be showing up next week. Where did we go from there? We got a series of replays and recap last week's NXT Championship match between Finn Balor and the champion Kevin Owens. Commentators questioned when Sami Zayn would be getting his opportunity. We then went backstage for a brief little segment with Kevin Owens. He was just leaning up against the wall, NXT Championship over his shoulder, and he was just kind of laughing. Kind of, I don't know, just laughing. He said, I won. Nobody's going to take the NXT Championship from me. Not Finn Balor. Not Sami Zayn, nobody. I'm just out there laughing. Interesting, you know, Kevin Owens is a great character. And, I mean, this is fine. It was kind of, I was wondering, is this guy so confident that nobody's ever going to take his championship that he's laughing about it? Or is the pressure of these challengers between Finn Balor stepping up and Sami Zayn, coming back into the picture, is the pressure kind of starting to get to Kevin Owens? So he was laughing to kind of, you know, just show that maybe he's, by trying not to show that he's being rattled by the pressure. I don't know. As quick as it was kind of a fun little segment that guys are thinking, like, okay, is Kevin Owens really this, you know, crazy and sadistic and dominant and confident? Or is he maybe starting to feel the heat a little bit? Came back into the arena where Bayley made her entrance. Good response as always. Emma was out next, bubbles and all. However, she was definitely lacking some of her usual, some of her enthusiasm. The crowd popped big when her music hit and they were dancing. But then, man, as she came down to the ring, they got real quiet. This turn is in full effect because as Emma went to get into the ring, the crowd always cheers on her skinning the cat. She stinked skinning the cat, and then she just slipped into the ring and, didn't want anything to do with it. And the way she was doing her dance, it was just, I called it lethargic in my live coverage, just because that's what it was. It was just like, the commentators actually described it well, that she's almost like mocking herself. Like she's doing it so sarcastically and unenthusiastically that she's just coming across just very, very lethargic. Second match of the night, singles match between Bayley and Emma. This was all about Emma, just really patronizing Bayley, you know, telling her to put her fists up and asking her, are you ready to fight? Are you sure you're ready to fight? That kind of thing. Just really kind of getting into her head. There was, Bayley kind of started to fire up. She got the first takedown, got the first roll up attempt. But then, Emma got right out of it, hit a hard clothesline, and she took control from there. At one point, Emma was in control of Bayley. She's kind of mocking her, making fun of her. And you could hear a little girl in the crowd just yell, stop it! These ladies can be role models, and they can really, I don't know how many little girls you have caring about the divas on the main roster to this extent. I love the way these ladies connect. Alright, so kind of down the stretch here, the crowd was into Bayley. She started to make a comeback. She rammed Emma into the corner repeatedly. Emma avoided a stinger splash, locked in the dilemma. Emma hit the Emma Mite sandwich, and she went for the pin. She did like a mounted pin where she was sitting on top of Bayley, and then she started doing her little dancing arm movement. So with her arms out to the side, Bayley swung her legs up, hooked the arms of Emma, rolled into a my sunset roll-up and scored the pinfall. The Bailey over Emma in just over 4 minutes. Decent match. They, you know, nothing particularly great. These two are two of the stronger ladies in the NXT division. So, I mean, for them, it was kind of just a match. But I think this is, I mean, I think this was more to set up the story and kind of lay the groundwork for what I expect to be a very, very fun Emma versus Bailey feud. This just kind of set the groundwork for that. It was just a match, but it was fine. Afterwards, Emma was looking pretty salty about her loss. She kind of was alternating between, like, you know, looking really disappointed, looking bitter and salty, like she was about to attack Bailey. And then she would kind of, you know, smile at Bailey and act like it was no big deal. And then she'd look like she was going to attack Bailey. Ultimately, she did nothing. It was just kind of her running through the gambit of, you know, am I going to attack this girl or not? We then went backstage where Becky Lynch made her case that she should have won the NXT Women's Championship in the four-way. She ran through all the other ladies in the division. She said Emma's had, Bailey's had countless opportunities. You know, Charlotte lost the championship. Emma's had her opportunities. She said even Alexa Bliss, this new lady, this new girl who's, you know, never done anything. Even she got her championship match. Bucky said, where's mine? Where's my title shot? I said she came all the way from Ireland for one reason, and that is to become the NXT Women's Champion. She said Sasha's not that bad, but she's not this good. She welcomed everyone to NXT and then walked off. This was, by far, the best promo segment that Becky Lynch has been involved in. She came across well, composed. The things she had to say made sense. She delivered it well. As everyone in my live coverage, welcome to relevance, Becky. You know, not that she's been, you know, irrelevant, but she's just kind of been a bit player. This promo could effectively act as you know, the thing to kind of kick her into gear as a singles contender in that division. So I'm looking forward to her role in that division for sure. Came back into the arena. NXT tag champs Blake and Murphy made their entrance. The Lucha Dragons were out next. Freshly debuted on the main roster, Lucha Dragons. That said, this was taped nearly 2 months ago, so they probably didn't know they were going to be on the main roster at this time. Nonetheless, third match of the night, tag match, non-title. Kalisto got to hit some fancy stuff early. Big springboard arm drag. Sin Cara hit a double tope suicida. Kalisto came off the top with a big moonsault to the outside to take out both guys. Just babyface is getting their shine early. Moments later, Blake and Murphy dusted Kalisto to ringside. Took control from there. The heat was pretty much just one big, long, extended chin lock, highlight of which was Kalisto roll through and keeping the hold locked in. Down the stretch, like I said, the heat was really just kind of nothing in this match, just one big long chin lock. Kalisto made not tag to Sin Cara, came in with springboard headbutts and crossbodies, moonsault, hit a high kick and went up to the top rope for the Swanton, but there was some distractions where there was a distraction of Blake and Murphy's corner, so Kalisto was trying to get in, so the referee went to stop Kalisto. When that happened, where either Blake or Murphy on the apron distracted Sin Cara on the top rope, and after a whole bunch of shenanigans, Blake and Murphy hit their suplex frog splash combo. Blake and Murphy over the Lucha Dragons in about 6 minutes. This was fine, you know, by NXT tag team standards, it was actually pretty all right. Just any other standards, it was just a match. This division leaves a lot to be desired. We went backstage where Sami Zayn was about to be interviewed by Devin Taylor when Rhino approached. Rhino said he didn't come to wait in line for a spot. I don't care about you and your personal problems with Kevin Owens. The line begins behind me. Excuse me. I don't know how Rhino can cut those promos without coughing in the middle of it. Excuse me. Anyway, so yes, this was all just to set up Sami Zayn versus Rhino, which will be the main event of next week's show. Man, what a match. Sami Zayn versus Rhino. That's bananas. Tell me, Krogan, yet aired, not really much to it other than just kind of running through who he was and the things that he had done since he got there, which include taking over the feed a couple times, beating up CJ Parker, and I guess he won a match. Oh, well, we'll see him in action next week. Came back in the arena where Ty Dillinger made his entrance. Jason Jordan was up next, and the crowd could not have cared less. Singles match between the former tag team partners. I fell asleep, and when I woke up, Jason Jordan hit a pump handle suplex, scored the win in about 3 minutes. This match was so nothing that it was nothing. It was just, it was. Am I supposed to care about one of these guys at this point? Because I don't. I never have. and I probably never will. Video package recaps the Hideo Itami versus Tyler Breeze feud. Came back into the arena where Prince Pretty made his entrance, and Hideo Itami was out next for the fifth match of the night, a best 2 out of 3 falls match between these two. The crowd was pretty funny early on. There were chants of Breeze is gorgeous, and then there were chants of Breeze is ratchet. So the crowd was definitely split for this one, and that carried on as the match went on. Breeze got control early. Itami fired up, hit a bunch of kicks, a kitchen sink, a stiff soccer kick to the chest, just a 1.5 million kicks, hesitation drop kick in the corner, the running stick kick, Hideo Itami over Tyler Breeze in the first fall clean in about 2 minutes and 20 seconds. Tyler Breeze was given time to recover. He stalled and he stalled and he stalled. Even after the referee ran the bell to start the second fall, he stalled and he stalled. Itami tried to get at him. The referee held Itami back. Suddenly Breeze popped up, beauty shot out of nowhere. Tyler Breeze pinned Itami to win the second fall. Even things up in about 3 minutes. So the match begins as a singles match at the 3 minute mark. Breeze was firmly in control. Itami got some comeback spots. Hit his tornado hangman, looks for the diving clothesline. That was a cool spot. He looked for his diving clothesline. Breeze knew enough to avoid that, but Itami spun right around and killed Breeze with the discus lariat for a good 2 count. Another good series of roll-ups and reversals and traded holds. When it looked like Itami was going to hit a rolling elbow, Tyler Breeze fired off a supermodel kick out of nowhere. Good near fall there. Breeze started to wear down Itami. Eventually, Itami Itami'd up. Began to hit a bunch of strikes. Looks for the hesitation drop kick again. Breeze avoided it, but they went right back to it, and the second time, Itami connected hard. Picked Breeze up, whipped him off the ropes, hit the ropes himself, looking for that sick kick that he does. But Breeze hit the ropes, came off out of nowhere, beauty shot. Tyler Breeze pins Hideo Itami in 10 minutes to win the match 2 falls to 1. And that was the way the show ended, to stop. And it ended pretty shortly thereafter with Itami down and Breeze celebrating, and that was that. So, decent main event, you know, nothing special. It dragged at points, but both of these guys are you know, they're improving by working together. I like this. You know, there's not really a big spark or anything real hot to this feud, but I enjoy these two working together. It's entertaining. And, yeah, the match was fine. I especially enjoyed the whole stretch there. That last series of stuff was a lot of fun. And like I noted in my live promo, it's just a fine way to end a fine show. I mentioned at the top of this audio, it was nothing, you know, nothing particularly noteworthy, nothing super special. Everything was just kind of fine. Or, I mean, there were some things that were less than fine, but everything that was on, you know, that really sticks out in your mind was, yeah, it had redeeming qualities. It was pretty good. So I'd give the show a mild thumbs up. Next week, we are going to be getting Sami Zayn versus Rhino. I believe we'll be seeing Solomon Crow in action. Boy, I wish I had the lineup in front of me, but I don't have the spoilers in front of me. But next week's show should be a pretty all right one, too. And then I believe things are going to freshen up with the new set of taping after that. So very, very much looking forward to that. But, yeah, for now, that's going to do it for me, guys. Until next time, take care.